Horizon Health Network says it has recruited and onboarded 5 registered nurses to the Sackville Hospital Emergency Department, and that there are now 5 nurse practitioners working in the department. But there's still more new staff needed before the emergency department can return to 24/7 service. The health network says it needs 2 more RNs and 4 emergency physicians in order to safely resume regular hours at the ER. In total, Horizon says that 19 of 24 RN positions are currently filled at the hospital, which includes the emergency department and the Brunswick inpatient unit. Horizon announced the numbers in a press release on Monday. Rural Health Action Group co-chair John Hyam says he was pleased to see Horizon issue the update.
I'm really pleased to see that they've taken this step, put the data out there, and committed to collaborating so we can do it, finish it. And from that view alone, but I think, as you know, we think there's more to be done for the longer term, almost like what we're calling collaboration 2.0, other steps that we probably would want to take to ensure that this can, once everything's achieved, that we can continue to not have to fight. We can just work with the health system and work on our health outcomes in this area.
Horizon also gave an update on plans for renovations at the hospital, including construction of a second operating room, renovations to the existing OR, as well as renovations to a section of the ER which sustained flood damage during Hurricane Fiona in September.
Capital investment, I think, is probably the part that really makes us feel better, that it's real proof that they're going to put money back into the institution itself. That capital shows to us that they're also looking at how rural hospitals can help in the bigger ones. How do we reduce the lines of surgery throughout this province? How do we make them everyday activities in this area? So those are another couple of good signs, I hope, that we can see come to life in the next few months.
Horizon's release includes comments touting the collaborative model of community engagement being used in Sackville and says it is being used as a template for building sustainable rural health care opportunities in other New Brunswick communities. Hyam says that in the coming months there will be a focus on the types of health care services needed in the region, as well as ways to enshrine the community's role in managing its own health care.
I guess there's a couple of steps, and I guess I did just call them collaboration 2.0 because it's not stuff that we had initially thought when we were really fighting for the hospital. But now that we're starting to see some of those steps being taken to ensure that that's the case, there is the logical of what are the services going to be within that? What are the clinics that make sense to have in this area? How do they fit in with other clinics in other areas? And beyond that, what do we do throughout the new Tantramar and Strait Shores area in terms of preventative and health clinics, et cetera, and how do they all come together? And what can the community do to help them? We continue to use the Nursing Home Without Walls as an example of how a community helps to deliver better health outcomes in rural areas. And that when we start to do that, and if we're able to bring a network of health services throughout this area tied to Sackville Memorial Hospital, tied to new physicians and nurses and nurse practitioners that we're able to get, and then to the larger provincial system, we should have the opportunity to actually help the province save money, because we will be delivering, we hope, better rural health outcomes of where we are already the worst in the country. Maybe now we can actually start to work on that and improve them. The second piece of all this is this: if this all comes to fruition, we really do want to see that local people or local voices get to be heard in the future governance of Horizon and then Vitalité on their side of the equation too. But the board was dismissed, and there is a trustee now who is looking at what some of those options might be for the future. And in our view, that what I saw in the Horizon release today was that they recognize that this is a very positive way in all these rural communities, which I presume means all the rural hospitals that were under siege only a couple of years ago, then they need to have the same sort of community engagement, community commitment, and a work towards getting the people who already do this, getting them coordinated towards better health outcomes in those areas. And that is a different type of a delivery of health services. It's with engaged communities, and we need to have a voice at the boards that make any decisions for the future. So that's what I think are the interesting things that may be able to come out of this initial activity that we started with Horizon.
That's Rural Health Action Group co-chair John Higham speaking with CHMA on Monday.